I'm sorry for the delay. A pastor was moving around. 255, we always start with this beautiful song, which imply we are at the beginning of the worship of the evening service of Bethel Baptist Church at Morgan Hill, California. I just talked to the radio station, and they missed some part of the morning sermon and some goggles in the connection, but they will be clear. For this evening, they were recording okay, and they were not playing okay. It was a fault in their equipment. So at 12 midnight, the sermon will go again over the air, and you can record it in your home. Meantime, we welcome those tuning in the internet, and they are listening from everywhere again in fellowship together. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, is 255 as we worship the Lord. Together, Lord, we come to you, the one who not only rescue us but guide us and show us that you are the godly one. And tonight, as we look into again the Apostle Paul understanding of the Antichrist, the Revelation 13 trying to present to us, Lord, how blessed we are that we belong to the one who is alive and to the one who is godly. Bless us in the praises. Give us good understanding in the teaching, and may your blessings follow us as we start another week in our life. In Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. All right, we'll again open the airways too. If you you can connect to us to BBC MH 95037 and write your sermon as people do on Wednesday night, and write your hymn as people do on Wednesday night. In the meantime, here in the auditorium, you have the choice. All right. Brianna, what do you like? You like one? You like me, number one? 69. All right. You know, you have your own. All right. We go over there. 69. I think I have it right here. It's after 67. Here it is, safely through another week. Wow, that's good. I don't know if we've seen that before or not, but the pianist knows everything. Learn a new lesson, which happened to be a great hymn, so thank you very much. All right, you tell me, Brother Blika.
Number 29.
Okay. At the cross. Wonderful emails comes when you preach hard. And one email that came this morning said, why, if the Jewish people are so good, why in heaven cannot be Jews and Gentiles together who agree to Jesus? And we agree to Israel, and you agree to Jesus, and we are the picture of you, which, boy, they hear it very well. Then why the two pictures cannot be in heaven? Well, somebody is Jew and is listening. And that was Camille's question at the end of the sermon. She said, if this is so, the Israel is a picture, and all these things you said, the picture, the Christian life, why the two of us cannot be together without taking Christ into our life? See, the understanding is there, but not the touch of God. If you have the touch of God, then you'll switch. But you want to understand with the human heart, yet not renew by the Spirit of God. But when the Spirit of God renew, I said, keep on listening. That's my only answer. Keep on listening, and you will learn more. And maybe you will learn why not. And so it's only by the grace of God that we know it, brother. Because with our mind, we can go anywhere, you know. But God is just so flaw, the scripture, so good. Every letter, every place, everything is a picture of. And this person, who I do not identify as a Jew from New York, said, why the two cannot be together if we are so good? You know, it's just amazing, all right, how what people understand when you speak. All right, yes, okay, yes, Darlene.
149.
Before we go to 149, Darlene, do you have any news from your father today? Miriam, Ronald, mother, remember? And I was there when they amputated and so on. It's very, very difficult sometimes, but it's the only way to protect a person. Yeah, that's true. All right, 149, when we see Christ, 149. I got another email from England, said, when you say the hymns, please don't say 49, and please don't speak like those sloppy Americans. Talk like we told you, 149. Okay, we will do it. All right. But you know, that's not something that I really want. I don't know why, when I die, you sing the song face to face with Christ, my Savior. I really want to see Christ, because this is beautiful. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase, and all doubts and all things. So that's why I don't want to I feel sorry when Christians fight and theological this way. When we see Christ, we understand everything. And so let's study, let's enjoy being faithful to him, because this is going to be glorious. Number two on 149. Is beautiful. All right. What is face to face with Christ, my Savior? Everybody, 511. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Diane. 511. That was not great, the introduction today, the choir. Oh, it was gorgeous this morning and helped me to have excitement when you see the praises of God so well. Face to face, one stanza of 511. You like to sing together. 512, right? I'm turning the page, all right? Saved by grace. That's a wonderful song, all right? 512. To the screen, our brother there in the back, and nobody is requesting a song, so you tell me what song do you have. Okay, Brother Plinka, tell me.
It's 508.
508, all right, let's enjoy these for all the saints. Yes, sir, 508.
Thank you.
Let's have one more song, and I'm going to do it slowly. It's only three pages, but I'm going to do it slowly because it's a great surprise for you what I came to believe. All right, Brother Pete.
125.
Wayne Pete. All right, 125.
125.
Yes, sir. I do not forget your name. 125. All right. Looks like it, no? I have a blank moment, senior moment. All right. Senior moment. One more, all right, before we trigger. One more, all right. Brother Kim, you maybe have one that you so that you would like to sing.
Sure. How about
For God so loved the world, 154. 154, all right, that's true. Without that love, nobody will be saved, all right? 154. For God so loved the world. All right? That's a scripture. 100%. Again for your wonderful work morning and evening here in our church.